We'll start reading at verse number 14, 25th chapter of Matthew. Please stand in reverence to the reading of God's word. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to another man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded them with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth, and hid his Lord's money. For a long time the Lord of those servants cometh, and reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them. And his Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. And then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I know thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. And his Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gathered where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine with usury. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I certainly do thank you again today for your wonderful grace and who you are and how wonderful you are. And Lord, I want to ask you again today to help this preacher to preach today. Lord, I sure need your power and I need your wisdom. And Lord, we just need you here today. And I pray that your presence will be felt in every heart here, that we'd be willing to take the message and let it just do what needs to be done in all of our hearts. And Lord, we pray also, should there be any here that's unsaved, Father, we pray for that individual or individuals, Lord, whoever they might be, God, that they'd come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior here this morning. Now we thank and praise you for your goodness. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I'm going to preach a message this morning, although I didn't really do this because it was Labor Day tomorrow. But I'm going to talk to servants. I'm going to try to be an encouragement and a help to servants. Those who labor for the Lord. And I'm going to give you some observations this morning that Jesus Christ observed in these servants. And I believe with all of my heart that what he saw when he observed these people and how they responded to that which he had given them, I think more than likely he's still doing that same thing today. I believe he's still looking today at his servants and just seeing and just commending them. And also, if he has to, he might say, now, you need to straighten up some areas. You need to do more in serving of the Lord. And I believe he's busy about doing that. He wants his servants to serve. I don't think, probably if I ask you to raise your hand, I don't think anybody would not raise their hand if when I just said that statement that I think God wants his servants to serve, don't you? I mean, I really do, don't you? I think that's what God wants. I think if you're a Christian, you understand that. You know the Lord wants us to serve him. Now, what I'm going to do, first of all, we're going to look at verse number 14. He says, For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. I want to take notice here that this is a picture. This is a wonderful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you could preach from a lot of different areas on this, but I want to do it this morning. The Lord Jesus Christ left us much when he went off to heaven, and he's coming again. And he's coming back. And we know that. If you know your Bibles, you know that Jesus Christ is coming. We believe he's soon coming. I believe that from the bottom of my heart. I just look for him every day. I think probably you do too. I think that's the way we ought to live, with an expectation of Jesus Christ coming again. Well, when he went off to heaven, he left us with a great, great responsibilities. And the Bible says here, he talked about his servants here. He delivered unto them his goods. I think if any of us would be honest, we would understand the truth that anything that we have is because Jesus Christ has provided it for us. If you have a talent today, it's because the Lord Jesus Christ gave you that talent. If you have any kind of abilities, although you might have trained those abilities and sharpened those abilities, you cannot have those abilities unless Jesus gives them to you. He leaves all things for us. He's the one that does it. And so here is a picture that the Lord Jesus is giving unto us. In verse 15 he says, "And unto one he gave 5 talents. He gives unto us certain talents, certain abilities. I would say to you today that no matter what it is you have today, even materialistically, it's because of the Lord has allowed it. He may not always have wanted you to have everything you have in your possessions. Better listen to that. But you wouldn't have had it unless he provided it. In other words, he made the way of providing it. Sometimes we don't always mind him in our purchases. We need to listen to him. And everything, we need to listen to him. I think you agree with that. I'm just covering some simple truths. Isn't that true? Does the Lord want us to have this or that? Well, if he did want us to have it, he provided it. We got it from him. God gave it to us. Amen? So anyway, he gave us those things, and we need to realize that anything that we have, God is the one who has provided it and made it possible that we could have that. Especially I'm dealing this morning with talents and the ability to serve the Lord. He alone provides that. Then if you notice in verse number 16, he says, "He that hath received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. Now we talk about not only did it come from him, not only did God give it, but we received it. And it's very important how we receive that which God has for us. It's important we receive it in grace. And we receive it with a willingness to do with it what God wants us to do with it. I'm going to clarify something in this parable. He talks on about money. He talked about the money changers. But he's teaching a much deeper lesson than just the money. He's teaching a spiritual lesson. He's teaching that everything that God gives us is for a purpose of the building of his kingdom. Boy, if you get a hold of that, you've got to understand, he's not just giving us things, and he tells us he gives us things that we may enjoy, but the whole purpose of us even enjoying something is that we will be busy about serving him and the building of his kingdom. Everything is divine, is surrounded by that. He wants you and I, whatever he gives us, he wants us to use that for his glory. Now, I think that's a statement that you would agree with, wouldn't you? If God gives you something, you believe that he would want you to use it and me to use whatever it is he gives us for the glory of the Lord. That's just good basic teachings. Amen? So in other words, he does that for us. Now, God gives every person any ability you have. Again, I'm going to stress this. Any ability that you have or I have, God gave it. Well, you ought to say amen. Because any ability, whatever it is, whatever talent it is that you have, it's because God gave it to you. Now, I'm going to take you to some scriptures this morning, and I'm going to try to help us in how we ought to receive those abilities, those talents that God gives us, what we ought to do with them. Okay? Let's go over to the book of Exodus, the 31st chapter of the book of Exodus. A very special time in the 31st chapter, a very special time in the life of Israel was when they was instructed to build the tabernacle. What a place that was. What a tremendous What a tremendous place. God gave Moses the instructions on building this tabernacle. He said, you get the job done. It was a place for them to truly worship God. And the things that we used in this tabernacle, no matter what it was, pointed to Jesus Christ. All the things within the tabernacle, everything that was built, everything was manufactured, everything they did was pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ. So this was a special event. I mean, we're building a building out there, but it wasn't like building the tabernacle. But let me say this to you. The same principles that God used in the building of the tabernacle, we can go back and look at those principles and say, God would have us use those principles. He would have us use those very same principles. No, it was different. Sure, it was the tabernacle of God. It was a special place. And it wasn't like a building. Now we are the tabernacle of God. The Holy Spirit of God lives within us. And of course, we had to have buildings to meet in. But I want to share with you some things that the principles that God used here are good for you and I today. They're not just for yesterday. They're for us today. In the 33rd chapter of Exodus, let us read, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of and of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all matter of workmanship, to devise cunning work, to work in gold and in silver and in brass and cutting of stone, to set them and in carving of timber, to work in all matter of workmanship. And behold, I have given with him Aholib, the son of Mishmach, of the tribe of Dan, and in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded thee." Now, we are not in the process of working with gold and silver and brass and all those things, so it's not necessary that God places within in the church congregation people who can work in those things. But we also know that when God does have a work for us to do, He provides the ability to get the job done. And God provides that. It comes from God Almighty. That's the way He works. Someone said to me the other day, and I think it was Brother Tommy's, I remember, he said, "I'm amazed, Pastor, at the different abilities that God has put right here in this church. It is amazing. Absolutely amazing. All kinds of abilities and talents is placed in this church. And I want to thank God for that, because He's the one that's done it. And I'm just simply saying to you that if you'll notice, He said to him, He filled with him the Spirit of God. I want you to know that any building program is not just a physical program, it's a spiritual program. I want you to get your minds and hearts all off of just the beauty of the building, but the beauty of what's going to go in the building. I want you to remember what's going to take place in there. I want you to look at that building and see boys and girls brought in on our buses and boys and girls brought in by our families and adults brought in as we walk through that door, and what's going to happen in those Sunday school classrooms as the Word of God is taught. I want you to get your hearts and your minds upon that. I want you to remember that. And we do love the building. God is blessed. It's a wonderful thing. But I'm more interested in what's going to go on inside it. I'm excited about getting it done, not just so it sets out there done, but so that we can use it for the glory of God. And so here it's a spiritual work. It's not just a physical work. It's a spiritual work. He filled this man with the Spirit of God to do all of these things that needed to be done. God did this because it wasn't just physical. It was a spiritual place. Now, turn with me over to chapter 35 of Exodus. I want you to start reading with me at verse number 20. He says, "And all the congregation," that's chapter 35, verse 20, "and all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. They came, and every one whose heart stirred him up, and every one whom his spirit made willing, and they brought the Lord offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation from all his service and all the holy garments." I want you to look at two things in verse number 21. It says, "And they came, every one whose heart stirred him up." You know, it does not say that God stirred up his heart. It says his heart was stirred up. He was in response to what was going on, what was going to take place, and his heart stirred up. He said, "I want to be a part of this. I want to do this." And he says also, if you'll notice in that verse of Scripture, he says, "Everyone whom his spirit made willing." You see, there has to be, and this is the clutch of my message, there has to be hearts that are willing to be stirred to do the work of God. Willing to be stirred. And then God gives the ability, whatever that ability is, God gives the ability to get the job done. But there has to be hearts that says, I want to be a part of that. I want to do it. You see, without that, it won't get accomplished. Without that, you won't be a part of it. Amen? No matter what it is, whether it's the building of that building out there, or the building of the work, the building running of the ministries here at this church, the running of buses, the teaching of Sunday school classes, all of the things that's done, if you don't have a willing heart, the job won't get done. And I'm saying to you and I, as servants, we need to, first of all, get our hearts stirred to the work of God. We need to see something done in this community, folks. We need to see souls saved. Amen. And we need to be willing to let God use us to do that. Amen. Now look at verse number 22, and he says, and they came both men and women, as they were as many as were willing hearted, and brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets and all jewels of gold, and every man that offered an offering of gold unto the Lord, and every man with whom was found blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and red skins of rams and badger skins brought them. Every one that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought the Lord's offering, and every man with whom was found a shittim wood for any work of the service brought it. And listen to this, and all the women that were wise hearted did spin with their hands and brought that which they had spun, both of blue and of purple and scarlet and of fine linen. And all the women whose hearts stirred them up in wisdom spun goat's hair. What I'm saying to you folks is this, if you notice down through there, it talked about the men and the women. And it talked about the men and the women whose hearts were stirred up and made willing to do whatever was necessary to be done. We had some ladies out here yesterday, came, graciously came and fed the men out here in this building out here and gave us a good meal. Now, they can do many more things than that, but that at that time was all was necessary. Now, later on, they'll be doing other things. But right now, that was all that was needed. And I want to say thank you, ladies, for your willingness to fix the food. You didn't have, you know, if you brought it, thank God for it. Thank God that you was willing to do the sacrifice and do what was necessary to do to get it here and to help feed the men so they could work on the building. You see, it takes willing men and women to get the job done. It takes sacrifice from all of us, not saying, no, I can't do that. It takes sacrifice. Willingness to go the extra mile, no matter what it takes. That's what a servant does. He just goes the extra mile. He just does whatever is necessary to be done. You know why? Because the job needs to be done. And that's why he does it. Listen again. And he says in verse 27, the rulers brought onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate and the spice and oil for the light and for the anointing oil and for the sweet incense. Children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all the manner of work which the Lord had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses. Once again, you read down through these scriptures, a servant that serves God has to be willing. He has to be willing, or he won't get the job done. You won't see him serving, because he doesn't have a willing heart. A person who has a willing heart, God can use. Maybe in what we talk about, maybe the very smallest of things in their mind, it may be small things, but small things make big things. And all it takes is the willingness of a heart, and God will use every individual in this room if you have a willing heart. But notice, it has to be a willing heart. Look with us now down in verse number 1 of chapter 36. Then wrought Bezaleel and Aholib and every wise-hearted man in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding to know how to work all matter of work for the service of the sanctuary according to all that the Lord had commanded. And Moses called Bezaleel and Aholib and every wise-hearted man in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, even every one whose heart stirred him up to come unto the work to do it. Once again, their hearts were stirred up to come to the work and do it. Now, I'm talking about a building, but I'm talking about more than a building. I'm talking about the work of God at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. I'm talking about revival meeting coming a week from this Sunday. I'm talking about getting out and visiting. Do you know we've had our young people out there, and some others has went out into towns and helped. Some of our ladies has done this. You know we've handed out close to 4,000 flyers. And our young people, I commend you, young folk, for going out there and doing the work and handing those out, putting a flyer on every door. I commend you. I commend others, the ladies who's been doing the same thing. I commend you for it. We've got another 2,000 or 3,000 of those printed. We're going to get rid of most of those this week. It's amazing, isn't it? You see, but you know where that comes from? That comes from willing hearts. It comes from people who are willing to do what needs to be done. That's what a servant is all about. We need to be good servants. Amen? All right, now he says, and they received of Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had wrought for the work of the service of the sanctuary to make it withal. And they brought yet unto him free offerings. You know what that means? It means free will offering. They just come. And if you notice there, every morning, I mean, every morning, they just come and they just brought it for the building of this tabernacle. Isn't that amazing? And he says it was free will. In other words, no one was telling them or making them do it. They come because they wanted to do it. Once again, what's that show? Willing hearts. People who are willing heart just to do what needs to be done. And it says, and all the wise men that wrought all the work of the sanctuary, came every man from his work which they made. And they spake with Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. Moses gave the commandment that they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing, for the stuff that they had was sufficient for all the work to make it and too much. I believe with all of my heart that's the way God's work is done. I believe that's the way God does it. I believe he works through his servants, and I believe he works through his people and his congregations to get the job done if he finds a willing heart. Every one of us out here, if we all would say, Lord, I'm just willing to do. I'm willing to work whatever hours you want me to work. I'm willing to give whatever you want me to give. I'm willing to do that. If you'll just tell me, I'll do it. You see, that's not the preacher telling you. That's God telling you. And if you have a willing heart, an open heart, and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? You tell me. See, that's not the preacher saying to you, you do this or that. That's God Almighty speaking to your heart. But you have to be willing. God has to find willing hearts to do exactly what he wants done to get the job done. Amen. And that is what true servants do. Just willing to do whatever is necessary to be done. And when it was all done, they had more than enough. Amen. Well, you know, you're so quiet this morning. I wish you'd help me in my preaching. I wish you'd speak up. I wish you'd say amen once in a while. That helps the preacher. That fires the preacher. Amen. That helped. No, I didn't say he'd get rid of him. I said it fires him. Puts a fire in it. Amen. I mean, it just helps me, you know. And I'll get on fire then. And I'll preach for 50 minutes instead of 30 minutes. See, if you'll just get me on fire. Amen. That's why you don't do it, isn't it? Amen. But anyway, you help me out. But anyway, God gives the ability to every single individual. We saw out here yesterday, I saw little boys running around here pulling nails. I saw little boys running around here. Some of them was up on top of the roof carrying sheets of decking. I saw them cleaning up boards that had been cut off, and they was taking them back, putting them in the trash dumpster. Saw young men. I saw older men. Just doing what need to be done to get the job done. Amen. You know why? Willing hearts. That's what it all comes down to. Amen. And what I love about this, if you go back to Matthew, look at verse 15. He says, unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. You know what that word several means? One's own ability. God does not give the same ability to every individual. He gives that ability to every person. He gives him what he wants him to have, his own ability. Amen? And you know what? There should be no jealousy in the fact that somebody else has greater ability in a certain area than you do. You should praise God and say, well, thank God that he sent him here, or sent her here. thank God for that, because that's the way God does it. But he gives to his own ability. Yesterday, some of these young men was running around here and picking up things. They was doing everything that they could do. That's what they was doing. That's all that's necessary. Amen? See, that's the way God does it. And I'm saying to you, we need to be that kind of servants, just willing to do whatever God wants us to do. Now, not only that, I want to show you in verse number 19, he says, "And after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with him." Now, I want to just say this to you, folks. Listen to me very closely. I'm trying to help servants this morning. I'm trying to help you. There is an accountability day coming. This here, the one who had given all of his goods and went away into the far country, came again and reckoned with them. Say, now what did you do with that talent and that ability that I gave you? What did you do with it? There is an accountability. There is a time coming when we're going to have to reckon with the Lord that which he gave us. Now remember, he's teaching us spiritual lessons, not just financial lessons here. He's teaching us something about talents. You have a talent. You should use it for the Lord. You may use it other places, but primarily God gave it to you to use for him. We are going to be accountable for our time. There's been a lot of sacrifice around here from guys. I know they've taken days off. They've taken hours off, lots of them. And maybe you can't do that. I understand that. Pastors never try to put any pressure on anybody. I mean, all I want you to do is do what God wants you to do. But don't just say, I can't do it. Sacrifice. Be willing to sacrifice. And we've had guys around here that just sacrificed. Now, there's accountability coming. All right, what'd you do with all your time? Give you 24 hours a day. I think it's 168 hours a week. What did you do with it? Now, you're accountable for it. What'd you do with it? What'd you do with it for me? Is that right? Sure. Accountability day is coming. The strength that God gives you to get out of bed and to walk every day of your life, you're going to be accountable. You and I will be accountable for what we use that strength for. Sure. And not only that, our monetary, our assets that God allows us to have, we are accountable for them. See, you say, preacher, you see, preacher's not trying to tell you give anything, not telling you what to do. I'm saying you're going to be accountable for them. I'm going to be accountable for what God gives me. I'm going to be accountable, and you are too. So how do we spend it? What do we do with it? What we do with our assets that God gives us? What do we do with them? How do we handle them? We'll be accountable. Every single one of us. Amen. So I'm simply saying to you folks, there is an accountability day coming. What do you do with your time? What do you do with your talents that God gives you? What do you do with the strength he gives you every day to walk this life? What do you do with the assets that you have? What do you do with those things? We'll be accountable for them. Amen. Not only that, in verse 20 and 21 it says, "And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest thou me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained besides them 5 talents more." Now I want you to notice, and I'm saying to you folks, the talents here, what he's talking about, he talked about the money changers, all that, but he's talking about, what did you do with what I gave you to serve me with? What did you do for my kingdom? What did you do? And he said, well, I gained 5 more. And listen to what he says. "The Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." The main thing I want to share with you is this. It pleases God when we use those things that God has given us for his kingdom, for the building of his kingdom, building of his work. It pleases the Lord. And I believe that's what we should want to do, don't you? You see, he said, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Isn't that marvelous? Wouldn't it be wonderful just for God to be able to say to us, well done, thy good and faithful servant? And we don't do a whole lot. I mean, even at our best, we don't do a whole lot. But God says, well done. Well, that's what we're looking for. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. And marvelous. Enter thou in the joy of the Lord. Amen. See, I'm helping you servants that are serving faithfully. You just keep it up. You just keep it up. You're serving a wonderful God. You're serving one who loves you so much. You're serving one who will not let you owe him anything. Amen. So I'm simply saying again, folks, he commends us for being faithful. Well done. He didn't say, thy good and successful servant. He said, thy good and faithful servant. There's a big difference. You may not feel successful, but if you're faithful, God is commending that. Just be faithful. You see, it kind of comes down to that sowing and reaping thing. God said to this servant, he said, because you've been faithful over very small things, he said, I'm going to make you ruler over many. It's the sowing and the reaping. You always reap more than what you sow. Farmers reap a lot more than what they sow. Usually. Amen. Usually. They'll sow a seed and they get a stalk and they get a whole bunch of corn ears, corn kernels on that stalk, that one cob. I'm simply saying to you, it's the same way with God. We need to learn there's always the sowing and the reaping process that goes on in God's work. Always. So again, I say to you folks, we need to do that. We need to be that kind of servant. I want to encourage you to be that kind of servant. We need to be, if we're parents, just keep busy about raising your children in admonition and nurture of the Lord. Just keep doing it. Keep raising them upright. Keep training them. Why? So we'll hear the Lord one of these days say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. We need to do that in servants that of the Lord, those that are serving God. I'm not talking about just preachers. I'm not talking about just Sunday school time. I'm talking about every one of us that serves God in the capacity that God gives us to serve him. Because one of these days we want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Now folks, what I really want you to do is simply this. I want you to receive a great reward one of these days. I want God to be able to stand, as you stand before the Lord, for him to say, enter into the joy of the Lord. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. That's what I want for you. I want that for every single one of you. Amen. And you ought to want that too. You ought to want to please the Lord. Be a good servant. Just do whatever needs to be done. And there's only one way you're going to do that. If you have a willing heart. If you have a willing heart. And I would just encourage you this morning, right now, wherever you sit, if you listen to me a moment, I'd like for you to say to the Lord, Lord, I am willing to do whatever you want me to do. I'm just willing. If it means work extra hours somewhere, do something for the Lord. If it means give extra, I'm just willing. If it means a sacrifice, I'm willing. Can we say that? Can you right now? And that'll tell a lot about your heart's condition. Can you say that to the Lord right now? I am just willing. You show me, and I'm willing to do it. Amen. That's not the preacher telling you. See, that's just you listen to the Lord. Say, I'm willing, no matter what it is, God, that you tell me to do, I'm willing to do it. Amen. Wouldn't that be proper? Be good servants of the Lord. One of these days he'll say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, I thank you again today for your wonderful grace, wonderful mercy and love and kindness. I thank you for who you are and how great and wonderful you are. I thank you, Father, for the promises of thy word. And Lord, I ask you today to help us to be good, faithful servants. Lord, there'll sure come a day when we'll be glad that we faithfully served you. And there'll be a day come, Lord, that we'll bemoan, Lord, if we're not faithful servants to you. So I just ask you to help us to make us willing hearts to do whatever you want us to do. And we'll thank and praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.